It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Scheer. We go to the latest now out of San Francisco. An Asiana Airlines flight from Seoul, South Korea, crashed there earlier today. Two people are confirmed dead. Several are injured. NPR's Richard Gonzalez joins us now from San Francisco with the latest. Now, Richard, let's start with casualties. What do we know at this point?
Well, Rebecca, we know that there are many casualties. As you just said, there are two confirmed fatalities. There were 291 passengers on this flight and 16 crew for a total of 307 people on this flight. 190 people have been transferred to a safe zone here at the airport, but 48 were taken to local hospitals in San Francisco and San Mateo counties. San Francisco General Hospital reports that 10 of those people are considered critical. There are 8 adults and 2 children. Most interestingly, the officials here say there are 60 passengers who are still unaccounted for. San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee says this the whole situation is very fluid and it is an active investigation scene. Why this has happened, we don't know, whether it was pilot error or equipment failure, but FBI Special Agent David Johnson says there's no indication of terrorism, and the FBI is working together with the National Transportation Safety Board to figure out what happened.
What happened when the plane touched down exactly?
Well, apparently, witnesses say, and there were many witnesses, that the plane's approach, we're talking about Asiana flight number 214, it was a Boeing 777, the plane came in at a very awkward angle. People say it just didn't look right. And apparently it came up short and it hit a seawall near the runway. The tail section landed first and basically disintegrated. The plane then just bounced down the runway. One of the miraculous things is that we know that many of the passengers were able to get off using emergency evacuation chutes and were able to walk away from the crash.
Now, Richard, what else do we know about the response to the crash?
Well, we know that the first call came in at around 11:34. The San Francisco Fire Department was informed that there was a hard landing at San Francisco International Airport. Emergency responders were there immediately. The plane was surrounded almost immediately. There was black smoke, white smoke, and then black smoke. There was a medevac chopper brought in to take away some of the casualties. But right now, FBI and NTSB has taken over the investigation, and they're trying to determine what has happened here. And we expect more news from them in the next hour.
That's NPR's Richard Gonzalez. A Boeing 777 Asiana Airlines flight has crashed on landing at San Francisco International Airport. For the very latest on this story throughout the night, go to npr.org.